welcome back to the NutriMedical Report live for the 1st of December. Leo Lyon-Zagami, one of our favorite guests, is on. He has a number of things to cover, so Leo, let's just dive into it. We've got a lot of things happening in Europe and America, a clarification of things that we need to talk about regarding things like Pizzagate, which is coming out, a lot of links that make sense and others that don't make sense. Things happening, the big referendum in Italy is coming up this weekend. Let's start from the top. What is your main story?
Well, I mean, they're all very interesting, and definitely we should, first of all, just give a minute to this hilarious story about Hillary getting more and more drunk every day and depressed, and Obama lifting her spirits by encouraging the recount of the votes. I mean, this is the desperation of the agents of George Soros in this situation. While instead, of course, there is more serious topics to cover, because this referendum here in Italy will possibly mean, if Matteo Renzi loses, and Matteo Renzi even involved Obama, if you remember, right, in front of the White House to encourage him in this yes vote, but if the no vote wins, it will trigger the same kind of reaction we saw with Brexit, we saw with Donald Trump, and something I think that could really lead the whole of Europe, and of course at that point the end of the EU as we know it. We know the great criticism that Juncker and the EU bureaucrats have moved against Donald Trump. I think it's about time to have a sort of, let's say, revenge, but also a revenge against this form of liberalism that Hillary Clinton and her foundation have encouraged, and that we found out also that many governments in Europe had funded with money that wasn't authorized by any of these governments. The no vote, it's basically encouraging people to keep their sovereignty, because if they give the yes vote, they will lose not only the possibility of voting the senators in Italy, but they will also lose the possibility of having a say in a lot of questions that are very important for the sovereignty of Italy, and they will basically make Brussels the only ones in charge through, of course, Matteo Renzi, that will be like a sort of a dictator for Europe in Italy. So, I mean, it's really a scenario that we absolutely don't want to see, and I hope that you understand that at the same time all these things are interconnected, like, for example, what's happening in Turkey. Because only a few days ago, Turkey has threatened Europe to leak into Europe many Syrians if they don't change their whole attitude towards Erdogan, because, as you know, he's been very highly criticized for having arrested a lot of people that were involved in this famous coup that was orchestrated from America, from somebody who still lives in America, protected by Obama, and was let in by Bill Clinton, who is the terrorist Fethullah Gulen. Now, fortunately, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn seems that, as we know, is Donald Trump's top military advisor at the moment, and I think he's doing the right decision here. He is really defining who is Erdogan and also who is Fethullah Gulen. Erdogan is a close ally and a possible ally even for the US, and also this getting closer with Russia again.
Yeah, do you think that so who are the puppet masters above them, though? Because this is something that I'd like to kind of open up with someone like you, who is a top expert on the high level of secret orders. And people need to know that America was founded by members of a secret order. Now, they had Christian principles behind them, yes, and they were geniuses that actually crafted the Constitution and even the...
But as you know, now these principles have been sold out by people like the Clintons with exactly. Their foundation, sold out precisely. To Islamists, sold out to liberalism, precisely, but, like but, promoted by George Soros. I think it's very important to know what's happening a few days here in Europe, and this is a right. Really big scandal that I wanted to mention. I don't right. Know if you know the Femen group, the one that usually goes around naked and does acts of desecration. demonstration. They did that in Russia, and if you remember, they were arrested by Vladimir Putin. Now, right. In Brussels, there was a representation that is traditional here in Europe. You have it also in Italy, of what is known as a presepe, a little image of a baby Jesus, and basically comes in with around all the various the statue of the cow and the donkey, the Holy Mary, Joseph. This is the image basically of Christmas, no, of the nativity. Now, what has happened in Brussels is very bad, because they were doing this Christian representation on a square, and suddenly the famine arrived into this place where there were these statues, place of the nativity, right. And uh-huh. they destroyed them. They literally destroyed them.
How do you spell that group? Because they have been involved with a lot of what we call...
Femen, F-E-M-E-N, Femen. This group is well known because they have been involved, as you know, in Ukraine, in other places around Europe, always in crazy acts. One of them went in front of President Putin once, showing her tits. President Putin wasn't really that shocked, actually. He showed his thumbs up. But there were also less funny actions taken by the Femen, especially against the Christian faith. Right. They disturbed...
Are they affiliated with groups like Pussy Riot, that went into the major Russian Orthodox churches and did some...
Pussy Riot is part of Femen.
Yeah,
Femen is the main group. Pussy Riot is the collective, we know, extreme left-wing collective. Of course, in Russia, they didn't have much say after that, because, as you know, they were punished quite heavily and sentenced to jail and even sent to Siberia. So, I mean, I think that though destroying the image of the Christian nativity in Brussels deserves really a very hard reaction, something that instead, at the heart of the European Union, they haven't done.
Right. Now, so we have several things on the stage. Number one, the Italian referendum might precipitate a domino effect on banks. Already, they've been trying to fine for $18 billion, but it's much more than that because it's tied to the derivative market, Deutsche Bank. And Deutsche Bank is heavily invested, cross-invested in Italian banks. So if the referendum goes the wrong way, or goes away of toward national.
Yeah, I think that will actually crack up eventually the Deutsche Bank through this interconnection that you're talking about. Definitely.
Right.
Yes.
So I want you to give us an analysis of what you think will happen, because we have Harley Schlanger on from Berlin on Wednesday morning, first hour, yesterday, and he's predicting that if the Italians, which I expect will vote for nationalism, we're going to see a domino effect on the banks in Europe.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, what will happen in the Italian politics. Matteo Renzi will have to resign. Matteo Renzi, as you know, is the guy who JP Morgan and, let's say, the EU has placed there without actually him being elected. But if he doesn't then resign, there will be a lot of already announced and sometimes not announced events that will happen in the month of December that will paralyze literally Italy, and at that point a lot of civil unrest that will cause eventually in the end Matteo Renzi to resign. The domino effect also in the banking system, because this referendum main purpose is to actually save some, at least five banks that at the moment have been declared by the Italian government as being basically bankrupt. And they have also, of course, they have this very old bank. This is the oldest bank in the world. It's called Monte dei Paschi di Siena, which they have saved. They have saved with an investor asking the EU for $5 billion. Why is it so important to this bank? Because this is the bank that was used for decades by the Democratic Party in Italy, which used to be also the Communist Party before, as their own credit card. That's why they went in a massive amount of debt, because right. The Democratic Party just used this bank as there was their own accounts. But still, in 2011 when Mario Monti they overturned the Berlusconi government, still at that point we had to pay, including in taxes that were put on food, cigarettes and so on, to just save this single bank, which is very important because it's linked both to the Vatican and is linked also to the Queen of England. So it's linked to the elite of the world. And there was, of course, an homicide of a guy called David Rossi that, as you remember, maybe went also on the news. And lately they have even a video showing that this guy was literally thrown out of the window. But the first couple of years they said he was suicide, of course. Now, the other guy who was not thrown out the window and does the same job, he was rewarded with becoming Grand Master of the Italian Freemasons. So here we were Stefano Bisi for the Grand Orient of Italy, and the Grand Orient of Italy in fact is supporting the yes vote, creating also a great problem in Italy and a great division amongst Freemasonry, because on one side we have this Grand Orient of Italy, which traditionally was always a bit inclined on being more leftist, but especially after the P2 scandal they're completely leftist. And then we have the more traditional obediences that make up an equal amount of people in Italy, if you sum them up, and they, of course, are supporting the no. Right. So now, there's a big division in the people.
So the yes division. Vote, though, means, what does it mean? It means that Italy is going to separate from the European Union, is that right?
No. It's not about choosing if we are in or out of the European Union, because
Is it about the banks?
Italy on the continent.
Is it a rescue of the banks?
Italy, on the contrary of Great Britain, is one of the founding states of the EU. So,
right. Is it a yes to vote to support these five banks?
Okay, it's a yes vote that will definitely help out the support of the banking system and will facilitate the possibility with the loss of sovereignty, with the losing certain guarantees that the Italian Constitution has over Italians and the way they manage
So the yes vote does two bad things. It supports banks to prolong the banking hegemony.
The yes vote is not for one thing. Remember this.
Yeah, it's
the yes
vote things.
Well, it's actually retouching 47 articles of the Italian Constitution.
Right, so the basic thing is it's going to take away sovereignty while supporting the banks, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. It's included in this whole thing, this referendum, that basically there is a support for the banking system that is not present in the past constitution. Let's say that here in Italy we have a say, the politicians, this was also said by Ezra Pound, the politicians are the servants of the bankers. But definitely now this is coming more out in the open, and I think that Deutsche Bank, of course, wants to recover their own money from Italy, but Italy will become increasingly difficult to cope with after this referendum, because of course, like it happened in England and Great Britain, like it happened in the US, the media now are scared of the result, and the only thing they know nowadays, how to reply to all this, is saying that we represent fake news, that, let's say, radio shows like this one represent fake news. This is also becoming popular on the Italian media.
What is the fakeness that they're talking about? Because it doesn't make sense to be called blank, and they say fake when we're quoting, things that are in the open media, documents that are open to anybody, video and audio, that are actually, like, if you went to a court of law, they would be considered prima facie evidence. I can't understand how they can use the word fake when, in fact, they're, in a court of law or before a grand jury, you could find an indictment.
It's completely ridiculous, but this seems to be their weapon. You see,
it's a form of mental illness on their part to presume that the public is so stupid, all they have to do is say fake, and then even though all the evidence shows that we've got facts, even when we're dealing with things like we'll talk about a little shortly, Pizzagate, there are things that are some facts and other things that plainly look either like disinformation or confusion. And there's a lot of conflicting information, but there's enough that there's something. In other words, like a bloodhound, you can smell blood, but we don't have all the facts yet. But the thing about Italy and about the banks, that's straightforward, and the loss of sovereignty, because as you say, there's 47 different specific statutes that will be affected by this yes vote. That's not a matter of conjecture, it's a matter of fact.
I mean, no, this is something that the Financial Times has even said, you know. I mean, if the no vote wins, the banking system knows that at least 8 banks in Italy will go bankrupt. And these banks range from Monte dei Paschi di Siena, Popolare di Vicenza, Veneto Bank, Carige, Banca Etruria, Carige Chieti, Banca del Marche, Carige Federale. These banks, especially Carige and Monte dei Paschi, have huge assets. So we are talking here about the possibility. I mean, also that a lot of this news that we are seeing on Financial Times, The Economist, and so on, is right. Piloted because they are scared of the result. And they have always threatened great turmoil. Remember what happened at the beginning with Brexit? They threatened right. great things happening around Wall Street, everywhere in Europe, in the city, and then nothing happened. The same with Donald Trump. They say the day after will be, you know, the end of Wall Street. And instead, nothing happened. So I think that there is also a certain degree of course, disinformation that is also spread through the Financial Times, The Economist, and all these things. But definitely, what is really scary is the Monte dei Paschi di Siena, because this is the oldest bank, imagine, in the world. It's been existing for hundreds of years. It has a huge Masonic link also with the elite, with certain families that are even much more older in the banking system than the Rothschild and have even larger interest on a global scale, like the Frescobaldi, for example, that are linked. The Prince Charles always goes to their home in Tuscany every time he comes and visit. Here we're talking about the elite, right. And the elite is very scared of what's happening, because now Goldman Sachs, as you know, and Goldman Sachs is the one that really sets the rules here,
right.
It's basically threatening the financial world. And it's really scary to see how these banks, when they see themselves threatened directly, they threaten back. So they are, you know, saying Italians need to vote yes, and the head of the European Union.
They're trying to vote to threaten back directly just ordinary citizens. I don't see how that's going to be very effective, because ordinary citizens are trying to be self-preservation. They want to preserve the idea of being able to have food on the table, gasoline in their car, and a decent home that's warm. And the idea of threatening people, that, I can't understand how these big super banks like Goldman Sachs can think a threat against the public.
Well, correctly. These banks basically are banking on the fact that these reforms will basically not only take the sovereignty away, and they will make easier for certain big capitals to buy very cheaply very important assets that have already started. You know, there's been a sale here since the Renzi government started, and even before with Berlusconi, a sale of our biggest made in Italy brands, because that's what they're after. The Germans are after our brands, but not only the Germans, the rest of the world is after our brands, because the made in Italy is very important, you know.
Italy is the next industrial superpower of Europe, right after Germany, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so I mean, Renzi now, with this referendum, is incentivizing a scenario in which the workers are having less and less rights, becoming a little bit like Chinese workers, with basically no rights, and at the same time, they're getting paid not even with cash, they're giving them vouchers, they're giving
I've heard that there's even satellites of Chinese companies setting up with illegal Chinese workers in Italy. Is that true?
There is a lot of, yeah, and unfortunately they can't touch some of these areas. The police tried to shut them and they were kicked out.
Right, yeah, that they're actual Chinese illegals working in basically scrub factories inside
Italy. And they are all linked to Matteo Renzi and the vote.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Leo, what's going on in Europe is pretty scary. Trump has been able to keep Carrier air conditioning, so 1,000 families are going to have a good Christmas this year. There's a lead by Trump and by Brexit to encourage nations in Europe to push for more nationalism. In Austria, they're having a re-election. The courts agreed. Fillon was elected in France.
Fillon is running, but right. I mean, there is also the possibility that Le Pen will even get a wider vote, and Le Pen is even more right-wing and even more close to the sovereignty concept. The sovereignty concept that is emerging in the last few years in Europe very strongly is that Europeans need to regain their sovereignty, which has been lost, especially after the birth of the euro has demolished the local currencies. And even if this referendum that we were mentioning before that is taking place in Italy is not directly mentioning the banks, it is mentioning laws that will basically facilitate the whole system, which is basically rigged so that people will never be able to put a penny aside for the rest of their life, and the banks will be able to take everything from you, and this destroys the whole concept of the Italian Italians, which for many years, decades, have always based their whole banking system on their savings that were really something important for the Italian economy, the savings of a single person. And these savings now are gradually not only being lost, but banks risk to be bankrupt, and of course if Matteo Renzi loses, he will have to resign. That means a period of uncertainty. As usual, they want to try to at least promote that there will be a period of uncertainty. I think that Donald Trump's election has demonstrated that after a couple of days, the system has the Wall Street, the markets have just reestablished their own business and went along as usual. And the same has happened with the Brexit. I think that they try, these liberals, these people, you see, the Clinton Foundation has a lot of interest still here in Europe, and Matteo Renzi has been a creation of both the Clinton Foundation and Tony Blair. Tony Blair went on TV himself and started to beg people to vote for the yes, because Tony Blair says, well, we have to be at least self-critic regarding the liberals, because otherwise there will be the rise of the right wing and, of course, of nationalism all across Europe. I think that now this whole thing of nationalism and populism is getting a little bit old. I think that there is the rise of something new, but it's basically traditionalist people, people who believe in traditions, believe in the divine, believe in a way of life that is not the liberal way of life, with no God, no references, and basically a society with no God is doomed from the start. So I think that this is very important, and I think this has been a very important part also of Trump campaign, and also of the fact he has won.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, the globalist is an atheistic trade zone system where nation states don't exist, and the representative government, where individuals vote for their representatives and have actually some degree of control through their proxies, whether it's elected officials in Italy or Austria or Canada or anywhere in the nation.
I mean, why people
they want to wipe that out. And they also want to wipe out the idea of any different religions. In fact, there's a collaboration with the Vatican and with the dark side of any of these secret orders that are trying to eliminate religion.
I mean, there was a publicity that just came out on Amazon where it shows an imam together with a Catholic priest in a publicity of some kind on Amazon that is shocking a lot of people. Just to show this integration also that we called Chrislam, as you remember.
Yeah, exactly, but it's more than Chrislam. We know that not just this pope, but previous popes have had ceremonies with local shamans, with Buddhist monks in Tibet, that really what's going on is their idea is that any religion, you can't make a direct contact with the higher creator God, but you have to go through a proxy, and that all religions are equally valid, and that in a sense they basically take the actual blood right out of the idea of what a religious feeling is, or how religious effects, for example, protect the unborn, or protect the elderly, or protect nation states, or the environment, or anything. So it's very bizarre that they think they're going to get this past the public when the public are becoming aware. It's not just nationalism, it's the idea of autonomy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Great question from Jeff in Idaho. Go ahead with your question or comment, Jeff. You always have great questions, and I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Bill. Leo, this is really a tie-in between the issues with the Mussolini 1929 international private law issue, how the Vatican basically got really created its property pre-1929 crash, to tie in the book Thrice Great Hermetica and the Janissage by Dr. Joseph P. Farrell, who wrote the book Babylon Banksters, and the book by the new documentary Communism by the Backdoor.tv by Dennis Wise. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, no, but I know very well the subject and the topic you're talking about, because in the end it's all relating to the what are known as the Patti Lateranensi, the pacts that the Vatican in the end signed with Mussolini, ending a dispute that was ongoing since the time of the unification of Italy. But this Patti Lateranensi then was revisited later on also by another politician who was called Bettino Craxi. I think that the problem here is that the Vatican never really let go certain privileges in Italy. You see, the thing is that here they have a very particular status because they don't pay tax most of the times, and they though have commercial setups like restaurants, hotels, everything. They back up a lot of industrial things that we don't even know about, and at the end of the day they're even involved in porn. They were even involved at times with being involved with porn TVs and all kinds of things. The Vatican really will do anything to multiply their money, but the problem here is that these Vatican assets have already in a way left Italy, because during the time of Joseph Ratzinger, the last period of his papacy, they made sure that the gold and the cash that was in the Vatican was picked up by the JP Morgan and basically brought to Frankfurt. So there is very little left here in Italy to also protect this system, because the Vatican is in some way involved with what's going on behind the scenes. They have enormous interest in these Italian banks. They don't want to admit it, but as it was in the time of the famous scandal with Roberto Calvi, you remember, Bill, back in the days when Roberto Calvi ended up in Blackfriars Bridge hanging down.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Masonic hanging.
The Masonic hanging. We had another Masonic homicide which went unnoticed, but there is information very interesting, and even a video you can find on the internet. The guy was called David Rossi, and he was killed nearly 3 years ago. And this homicide, it's involving some billions of dollars and some of the probably. The what's going on now, it's all to do with that, because if this bank goes down, Monte dei Paschi di Siena, all these other seven banks go down with it, and it carries the whole system of Europe, because as you said before, Dr. Deagle, it's then linked to the Deutsche Bank, which is in its in itself
but it's also
not
linked to
a great condition.
It's linked to the Japanese banks and to the Chinese banks that are highly linked.
I guess that in the end it creates a domino effect, because in the globalist in the globalist world everything is interconnected, so
This is like watching the guy at the Sands Hotel years ago laying the charges to blow the building so it falls on its footprint. This is not by chance. This is a controlled demolition like the World Trade Center. And people need to understand they have in the wings their system they're waiting. And the system,
well,
the
I think that
system, which is called the Mark of the Beast. And step-by-step nations like India just finished this earlier this year. Their biometrics, which includes data, digital face recognition, iris scans, digital fingerprints on every citizen in India. They're the first nation to have it completed in a very large nation. What their plan is, the bankers, is not just negative interest. They want to get rid of all cash. They want cybernetic control of your SIM in cyberspace. And they do have an artificial intelligence system they launched in 2003 at the No Such Agency, NSA, that runs the Virtual World Project at Three Rivers Air Force Base, which is a primary node of the world financial system, which is controlled completely from America. Completely, okay? And there are nodes at Jakarta, Indonesia, and in Moscow, in Beijing, China. People need to understand in Johannesburg that this fabrication, that there's a BRICS separate thing, is all a fabrication for public consumption. The real issue is Project Omega, conceived during Nazi Germany by the Secret Orders, was completed by George Bush Sr. in 1982. It's a super agency that oversees everything. And I'm going to use a statement here. He who controls the data controls not only the money, but every citizen on Earth when they go cashless. And this controlled demolition is coming up. This is the first major stage of it, which will happen in the early days of the Trump presidency, because it's to literally tie things up in such a way that eventually all banks on Earth have to move toward cashlessness and controlling your cybernetic SIM with biometrics. This is the nascent stage of the Mark of the Beast.
Leo, last question. On the 13 families that really run...
I would say, just to finish what you said, that this is building up towards an unprecedented scenario that we haven't seen since the rise of Benito Mussolini.
Right.
I think that Italy might end up in the next few months seeing, because things are being pushed so much that the Italians are becoming desperate. So I think that with Trump in full control once he's installed in the White House, Italy has a good chance at that point to overthrow completely this democratic liberal nonsense. And at the same time, of course, there is some uncertainties, because in the future, with democracy, it's perceived like the way the liberals have manipulated reality. And Italy has a big fascist tradition, so I think that what a lot of people outside of Italy don't realize is that once you trigger that kind of thing in the Italian mindset, Churchill said Italy is a place where you had 45 million fascists the day before, actually 48 million, and the day after you had 48 million anti-fascists. But Italy has a big fascist tradition, and I'm seeing, from what I can see, at least in my own view, especially being in Rome, close to the power centers, that there is a very big rise of the fascist, like you have alt-right in the U.S., which is another way of calling fascism, but fascism is definitely on the rise in Italy.
Yeah. Yeah, my prediction is in the first 200 days there's going to be a financial collapse on the world stage. Then we're going to be moving toward the collapse of BRICS, toward a world, new world system that will be in stages, become totally biometric and tied to their online behavior through things like Facebook and Twitter. The test is China, where you can't even get a job unless your online presence and your score online allows you, even if you're equally qualified as an engineer, you can't get the job unless your online presence and your score by the cybernetic agencies that are controlled by the People's Republican Army allow you to have a higher score, therefore you're going to get the job. So, in other words, they're going to tie it directly back, and I tell people this, and have all along, that things like Snowden started the ball rolling, but there's a lot more to it. Every so-called social networking agency like Twitter and Facebook and so on are just arms of the octopus of the no-such agency that controls every single communication on Earth, including the phone system in China. 3Com is completely controlled and owned by the NSA. Now, the chain of authority goes up that all the banking systems on Earth are referred back and controlled. It's, as I say, I use the analogy of every dollar of any currency, or any kind of, you know, fungible currency on the planet, is controlled by the banks. But their banks are owned, ultimately, by the Vatican. And people need to know that. They need to realize it's one thing to have all the currency on Earth. It's another thing to have all the own all the banks. It's quite another thing to own the bankers. And the bankers themselves are under the control and thumb of the Vatican, that's under the control of the Pindar. And the Pindar is directly under control by Satan. People need to realize, when we see people like Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, we're dealing with outright full-force Satanism. Now, we haven't got all the facts sorted out as to what's going on with the spirit cooking and with Pizzagate. But I'm going to tell you right now, people have no idea just how evil a lot of our political systems in the world, and how the dark evil orders, fighting the good orders of secret orders, have been doing it for centuries. But now we're in a culmination. We're in a final battle now for the soul, not only of nation states, but of mankind, because we're at the point where we can genetically re-engineer the human race. We're at the point of zero-point energy, where we can have limitless energy. We're about to transition to become a galactic civilization again, because we did collapse before. And we're at the point where mankind can be completely different because of the singularity of artificial intelligence and genetically upgrading human beings to directly interface with the Internet. People don't realize 10 years from now, the possibility of direct-brained to computer interface is going to happen. And in fact, Obama funded it 3 years ago, a project with the institute here at the University of California, San Diego, and some various agencies to actually put hundreds of millions of dollars into these projects to directly interface between the human cortex and computer systems. So the future is quite a bit different than what people think.
Well, the future is definitely very different from what people think. And I think I say that look onto Italy for the month of December, because I think that definitely there will be some civil unrest, some chaos, a bit that will remind us of the most troubled times in recent past Italy. We have probably more problems in Italy than France or Greece or other countries like that. Simply because now Greece is basically having a lot of problems and nobody is talking about it, and the media have really abandoned Greece because Greece has to simply suffer and keep it,
Italy is too big though, and it's too tied to Germany. Here's what I suspect to happen, and this is based on biblical things, and that's why I have people like Jonathan Gray on. I expect the votes, even if it's yes or no, doesn't really in the long run matter. Eventually, and it's in the Bible that Britain would be part of this new superstate Europe, it is going to rise. We are going to see the rise of a superstate Europe where sovereignty is lost. That's in the Bible.
But that's what they're doing really with the Brexit. I mean, they are trying to stop the Brexit. Tony Blair is openly saying, rediscuss
that's
this.
That's not going to happen. The Bible doesn't include Britain. In fact, even they had prophetic analysis going back to the 1950s. They're very clearly stated right from the Bible, which interprets itself, 2 Peter 2:10, that Britain isn't going to be part of the superstate Europe. But superstate Europe, remember now, and I'm going to just list a couple things. They're the most advanced nation in terms of moving toward nuclear fusion technology, which is the Hadron Collider. They have the most advanced Italian and German technology in terms of technical industries for microchip and programming and manufacturing and 3D printing. I mean, people don't understand just how much. That's why the Chinese want to get into Italy and Germany and so on. They want to take over these corporations and these brands. They want to
they have managed to take them over, because now Italy is even selling their own football teams to Chinese.
Right.
And, I mean,
and that's what's going on with Hollywood. But here's the thing. Culturally, the Chinese, and I remember talking to someone who had traveled to China recently in the last few years, and he said when he went there, their corporation took over a Chinese company, and they were able to buy in a percentage. And this is before China had really freaked out and said, no, you can't have more than 51% of a company. But, you know, they've pulled back from that. So they asked these Chinese engineers to develop on their own benches new technology. And what they discovered was the Chinese were terrified to develop new technology because they thought they would be killed for it. Because if they did anything to violate or upset the People's Republican Army, because there's spies everywhere, just like the Spitznaz in East Germany, they figured it's over. And culturally, the Chinese don't want to step out of line, even if they're smart enough to develop new technology. So $200 billion of industrial espionage, including engineers and scientists that come to America for training, take that back to China and then try to advance it, just like Bombardier of Quebec had the best high-speed rail. They transferred it over to China. The Chinese have more engineers graduating from Beijing than all the engineers and PhDs in America in the entire nation. Just one city, Beijing. And so the Chinese advanced it so they just go faster and more safely, about 90 to 140 kilometers per hour faster. And the Chinese have repatented their technology for high-speed rail. And they're planning the next 10 years to build 40,000 miles of it. We don't have 1 mile in America. They want to have in 10 years 40,000 miles of high-speed rail. So the Chinese are already talking openly about missions to the moon, about a moon colony, about traveling to Mars, about space stations. I mean, people don't understand what's going on. China's already dedicated 3,500 scientists to push forward to nuclear fusion technology, to set up a new advanced fusion technology high-speed power centers across China that don't use fission technology like with nuclear isotopes that can create disasters like Fukushima. And the Chinese aren't trying to bifurcate things into Tier 1 and Tier 2 science like we have in the West, where we hide technology we've had for 50 years. The Chinese are just racing forward with many, many more times the numbers of total scientists, and they're stealing the shop, which is why they move into places like Germany and Italy. They grab advanced technology that's been developing over a century, and then they put battalions of their scientists and engineers to it to move it further forward and to apply it. In other words, to actually do it, which we don't. And as a result, China is, you know, as I think it was the words of Churchill that said that when the giant of China wakes, the whole world will shake. Well, it's waking, isn't it?
Well, it's happening, of course, but let's not forget that still Obama is himself a president until the end of January, that they might still attempt some something because they're desperate. I mean, yeah, Obama is definitely a desperate individual, and he will not also walk out of the scene so easily. I mean, they will probably give him a very high position in the UN after this. Watch it.
Yeah, but I think the UN is going to become irrelevant. It's going to be replaced by something.
But the UN is still the way, as you know, predicted by some, in which the Maitreya and the Antichrist will rise.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's on a political level, but the real control will be the rise of new collective bargaining organizations like the TPP, which is going to be replaced because China won't put up with it. That's why they didn't bring a ladder to the airplane for Barack Obama, because when they had the APEC summit, they excluded China. How can you exclude China and have all the Asian countries have a trade deal? Come on, how ridiculous is that? So even Trump is saying we have to include China if we're going to have some kind of trade organization, but we can't block tariffs, and we can't take away national sovereignty and having good, you know, not free trade, but fair trade, where there's more trade, but there's better controls. And China is predatory. Right now, they're running on multiple tracks. They want to be our best friend and our worst enemy at the same time. They're scary.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Best friend, worst enemy.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Yeah, welcome back, and encourage people strongly to sign up to live stream. We're going to be doing a video on Saturday around the same time as the show starts, hour one, which is 12 o'clock noon Central Time in America. I think it's on, was it, right now it is 5 minutes to 11. My guess it's, what, 8 hours later there in Italy? So it'll be about, or is it 9?
8 o'clock in the evening. 8 o'clock in the evening.
8 o'clock, 9 8 hours difference. Okay, so yes. 8 o'clock in the evening is now. We would be starting at 7 o'clock in the evening, Italian time, which is 10 a.m. here, which is 9 hours difference. So that'll be coming up on Saturday. So if you sign up, you'll get a notice that we're actually going live. And that's going to be exciting because we'll be going over your PowerPoint. We'll look at your website and your books. We'll expand on these topics. And, of course, we don't have time limits, so we can cover a lot of material. It'll be posted up on live stream and on YouTube and Vimeo on all the major media as well. I'm going to post it up over.
Right, it's an excellent possibility. I think it's an excellent possibility.
Plus, it's going to be posted up on our Deagle network, which we literally have a feed now to every video feed on the planet through our Deagle network. So it'll be not only in YouTube and Vimeo, but in all the other we call minor or lesser or smaller video feeds on the planet. It'll be on there as well. So we're going to have it everywhere. So,
I think that we should focus now that we have this possibility on a much worldwide, deepening of certain topics. Maybe that on the air can seem a little bit, heavy, but we can maybe go into that, with a more clear analysis, especially on the esoteric part.
I'd like to go into the esoteric part. In fact, I've been asked by Johnny Baptist, who's his radio name, for his program of Revelation Radio, which he had, I did a show about a month ago. I'll be doing one on January 15th, a full 90-minute show with him, and which has a good worldwide audience. And we're going to go into deep topics, but I think I consider you the most expert person in terms of high-level secret orders, and people need to understand there are people that do good within these orders and people that do great evil, and there's a battle spiritually between these orders that occurred over the many centuries, but also right now the final battle is going on, literally, if you want to call it, in the heavenlies, and the battle for the soul. That's why we see the rise of Trump and Pence, and I like to use the term God is Trumpence has sounded. So
absolutely,
think of it that way. God has a sense of humor to actually have the names of our president and vice president as a Trumpence of God's grace and judgment on not only America but the world. And the lead, the lead to the European nations to have nationalism and sovereignty and autonomy for individuals and a spiritual relationship with the Most High God, countering Satanism and globalism, is pretty amazing. Thank you, Leo. We'll talk again in 2 days on our video.
Yes,
on
and I want to remember everybody to find my books on Amazon, CCC Publishing, at Barnes & Noble, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, part one and part two, Confessions of the Illuminati and more. Put Leo Lyons Agami in your search engine and do support what he's doing.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com.
That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.